Praised be Jesus and Mary. Salt is good, our Lord says to us today in the Gospel, but if it becomes insipid, if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? We know that the Gospels complete each other, and if we know our Gospels well, we know that our Lord himself gives the answer in the Gospel according to Matthew to the same question, but if salt loses its taste, it is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You know, if the very salt loses its flavor, there is nothing that it can be salted with. There is no more salt that can restore its flavor. It is good only if it maintains its flavor. It's only good and useful if salt keeps its flavor. And it is the same thing with Christians. Christians are good only if they maintain their flavor, their Christian flavor, their Christian identity. One Catholic Bible commentary says about these verses, our Lord is calling to that apostolate, which is part and parcel of being a Christian. So what do we mean by apostolate? Exactly what the word means, being apostles to other people, preaching Christ to others, preaching Christ always by our example, and if necessary, even by our words. The commentary goes on, every Christian has to strive for personal sanctification. That we have to add for personal salvation at the basis of sanctification. We have to try to save our souls and then on that basis sanctify our souls. But he also has to seek the sanctification of others. Salt preserves food from corruption. It also brings out its flavor and makes it more pleasant, and it disappears into the food. The Christian should do the same among the people around him. Salt preserves food from corruption. And in such a way, a Christian should preserve his neighbors, the world around him, from corruption. In a world that is corrupt and seeks to corrupt, the first duty, the first thing we should be careful about is not letting ourselves be corrupt, not letting ourselves lose our flavor, lose our Christian identity. If we want to be the salt of the gospel, we Catholics cannot let ourselves be corrupted. And this is not only a hypothetical possibility, not only a rhetorical instrument, it could happen. It's not only a mere conjecture, it happens. Let us look at the example of Notre Dame University, nominally Catholic, that has given in, complied with the contraceptive mandate with Obamacare, staining its hands with the blood of the abortions it's now providing for its employees, a Catholic university. It's doing it in a legally complex manner, but just the same, it's providing abortions for its employees. I have seen the cedars of Lebanon fall, St. Augustine used to say. Let us not be scandalized if we see this, and let us be on our guard, and that the same thing does not happen to us, that the wave of evil, which spares no one, might not engulf us as well, might not overwhelm us as well. The apostle of preserving from corruption, the Bible commentary goes on, is one of the clearest expressions of charity. The Second Vatican Council emphasized the Christian's duty to be apostolic. And now we cite the Second Vatican Council. Baptism and confirmation confer this duty, which is also a right, a duty and a right. We have to remember that. So much so that because the Christian is part of the mystical body, the church, the mystical body of Christ, a member who does not work at the growth of the body to the extent of his possibilities must be considered useless, both to the church and to himself. The Second Vatican Council does not use harsh language often, but here it does. Words of the Second Vatican Council, a member who does not work at the growth of the body to the extent of his possibilities must be considered useless, both to the church and to himself. He has lost his flavor, he has lost his identity, he has become that salt of which our Lord speaks in the Gospel. It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Such a Christian that has lost his identity, only causes scandal of which our Lord speaks of in the Gospel today. Whoever causes one of these little ones to sin, it will be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and that he be thrown into the sea. Let us pray that this never happens to us. Let us pray that Our Lady never allow this to happen to us. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? We are that salt of the earth. We are the light of the world, and we cannot forget this. And it is both our duty and our right, which no human power, no political agenda in our circumstances, we could say, no healthcare reform, no gender revolution, no ideology, no human power can deprive us of. We have that duty, we have that right, we just have to exercise it. We cannot let ourselves lose our flavor and our identity. If we keep this salt in one another, if we avoid any and all sin, if we avoid giving scandals and being scandalized by other sins, we truly will have peace with one another, and first and foremost with God, and we will surely not lose our reward, which is God Himself. Praised be Jesus and Mary.